It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Welcome to Money for Lunch. I don't know if it's just me. I would really like to find out how you're doing in your winter. But it seems like we've gone from fall, couple of days of winter, and now we're into spring. Now, of course, I say that sitting here in Arizona, where it just has been uncharacteristically warm, even for Arizona, right? So usually we'll run the heater December and January. I'm telling you, I don't think we've turned on our, we have not turned on the heater more than 1 or 2 days so far this winter. It is uncharacteristically warm winter, that's all. So hopefully you guys are also having that same experience. I know that some of you good people live in much colder climate. Anyway, let me know. Reach out to me on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, and even Snapchat. Let me know how your winter is going. Want to tell you about Dominating Your Mind. So if you go to dominatingyourmind.com, Dominating Your Mind is my latest passion project. It is live on Kickstarter. And if you've ever set a goal and not reached it, Dominating Your Mind will fix that. So the number one reason, ladies and gentlemen, that people succeed or fail is based on their self-belief. It's based on their fear. So check this out. If you or anyone has a low self-belief, right? So they set a goal to make X amount of dollars. And they have low belief, low self-belief. Then they're going to take small actions. And what happens when you take small actions, you get either zero results or you get small results. Therefore, the person says, see, I knew it was going to work, and therefore they've kind of fulfilled that prophecy, right? That self-belief. So Dominating Your Mind is all about increasing your self-belief. One of the great things about Money for Lunch, one of my favorite experiences or benefits of doing Money for Lunch for all these years that I've been doing it, is the fact that I've interviewed over 2,500 successful entrepreneurs, best-selling authors, celebrities, you name it. And the one thing they have in common is their ability to control their emotions and their thoughts. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who in fact I'm going to go see in a couple of months, has this ridiculous self-belief. And every time he accomplishes something, especially something that somebody told him, you know, he can't accomplish, it builds that ridiculous self-belief. So here's a guy who at one point was told, you're never going to make it as an actor. Your name's too big or long. Your accent's too heavy. And of course, the name Schwarzenegger is a very powerful brand, right? Just about everybody in the world can do some impression of Arnold. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to be here with Bert Martinez on Money for Lunch. Anyway, I'm sure yours is better, but still, the ridiculousness of his self-belief makes it so he's able to accomplish these goals that he was told couldn't be done. I mean, think about that. So you have to have this crazy level of self-belief, right? It's just what it takes. What do you call it? Ridiculous self-belief works. Give you another example. Why is it that some people are able to save money and, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Invest that money, convert that money into wealth because they believe they can. So back to what I was saying, the number one reason that we all succeed in life is because of our belief and our confidence. The reverse of that is why we fail in life, because of our self-belief and our confidence. So if you believe that by putting money aside and investing it over time, you're going to create wealth, guess what? That's exactly what happens. And interestingly enough, isn't that what the experts tell us to do? Interesting. So dominatingyourmind.com, check it out. It's my Kickstarter campaign. It's taken me about a year and a half or so to launch this thing because I wanted to get it right. So if you go there, you can get access to my Facebook group, an audio of the book, a book. There's even a pledge where if you do it now before the end of the campaign. The campaign's just been up for about a couple of days, so it's only got about 28 more days to run. Anyway, so by the end of February, we close out that campaign. And there's a level there where you can come with me and hang out with Arnold Schwarzenegger if you want to come out and meet Arnold and kind of pick his brain a little bit. Besides Arnold, Randy Couture is going to be there, Boss Rutten, and Ronda Rousey will be there. So it's going to be an unbelievable time. So if you want to really increase your self-belief, increase your confidence, take a bunch of fun pictures and selfies with some celebrities. Have some stuff that you can talk to your people about, your audience, your friends and family. Then check out dominatingyourmind.com. And I can't remember which level it is, but there's several levels there where you can come out and meet Arnold with me and hang out. And it's a wild, wild, fun time. And if you, So not only are you going to be supporting my Kickstarter campaign, but interestingly enough, you'll also be supporting your future. So it's a win, win, win for everybody. You come out, you support the book, you get access to Facebook group, you get access to Arnold if you'd like, or there's a pledge level where I can come out to your office, even do a speaking engagement. So there's literally something for everybody. It's all good all the time. It's just, anyway, it's all good. So, hey, speaking of believing in yourself, having confidence in your money, today's guest is Jeffrey Small. Jeffrey Small has been here a few times. He's always a welcome guest because he knows how to help us with our money. Jeffrey Small grew up in Brevard County and has been working with clients and their families for almost 30 years of industry and market experience. Arbor Financial is a boutique financial investment firm. Jeffrey, dedicated to providing his clients and the public with an array of diverse financial products and services. He's licensed with the Florida Department of Financial Services, a certified senior advisor through the Society of Certified Senior Advisors, and recently completed the requirements to become an investment advisor representative. Jeffrey Small, welcome back to Money for Lunch.
Hey, Bert, how are you? Boy, that thing is old. We got to update that thing. I'm now a best-selling author on Amazon.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, we need to update that, man. Now,
Pam's
dropping the ball. Yeah. You know, what
she
is.
We should do a joint call to Pam Reimer right now.
Pam, you're live on the show. Hey. Yeah, I'm sure that would go over well as soon as we hung up. That would be really good for you.
she would not like that.
Oh, all right. Well, let's get into this thing. What do they call it? The Goldilocks zone? What is this? I am not that familiar with this terminology, so I'm excited to talk to you about it because I saw it here. I'm going, what the flip? What is this Goldilocks zone for investors over the next 5 to 10 years? What is that?
Well, you know, the best financial talk show hosts and prognosticators about Wall Street and investing will talk about, we're in the Goldilocks economy, which means it's the perfect storm for economic growth. We have cheap money at low rates. People are making money. People are getting raises. Companies are making money. So we're in this Goldilocks zone. But the real question in my book, I have a chapter dedicated to what the Goldilocks zone is for investors the next 10 to 15 years and how to make sure you net 5% a year without being market-centric or having market risk. And so it's the most under-promoted component of the markets. We look at investing. How do we focus on income? How do we get a 5% net rate of return without being, invested in the hope strategy, meaning we hope the market goes up versus the market going down?
Yeah. No, that would be incredible.
Bert, you cracked me up.
Well, but the reason I say that is because, first of all, because I've talked about this. Look, we've been having this bull market going on a decade now. And maybe the bull market itself hasn't been going for a decade, but we had this recovery period, and we certainly are in a bull market now. Like you said, everybody's confidence is through the roof. People are getting bonuses, and there's multiple reports saying that employers are having a tough time finding enough people to fill their job positions. I mean, it is, that Goldilocks period or zone for everybody. But I am very intrigued on how I could take advantage of this and not risk the downturn that's probably going to happen, maybe this year, next year, sooner or later, we're going to have a downturn or a correction, as they like to call it. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, sure. I mean, the market's at an all-time peak. It's been very bullish. It's up 6.5% for January. And so we've had this long-term stock market run that's been facilitated by, basically the low interest rate environment where money was cheap, corporations maxed out their leverage, consumer debt's been maxed out to $13 trillion. We had an epic record here this month, $13 trillion. And so everybody's spending to get this great economic engine started. And so at some point, the party is going to end and the market is going to be super hypersensitive. The great equilibrium, Bert, for your listeners is interest rates. And what you can see today, the last 2 days, the market has been dropping. It's dropping today. It dropped yesterday. Is because interest rates are moving up, which means it's going to cost more to borrow money if you're a company. The Fed's already said they want to raise prices. Raise interest rates for the next 2 years. They're looking to increase them 2%. And if they do that, I believe they'll kill the stock market. They'll kill the economy. I think the market and the economy are hypersensitive to rates. A 1% increase in rates, I believe, will put us on a tailspin economically in the markets and domestically through GDP.
Wow. And that is, I want to say that's a very bold statement. And the reason I say that, because right now, corporate America just got a massive tax cut, and which again adds to this atmosphere that we have right now, where everything's up, up, up. And you're saying a 1% increase in the interest rate is going to cancel all that out?
Well, I'm saying it's going to cancel the bullish mood. And, you know, we're not just going to keep going up every month. We've been up 14 straight months in a row. That's never happened in stock market history without one bad month since November of 2016 when President Trump won the White House. So we've got this epic stock market run. The Dow's up over 30-something percent. It's never gone up that high in 147 years in the first year of presidency. And so we have these unbelievable runs. You know, we know what happens to the market. It shoots up like a rocket, but eventually the rocket runs out of fuel. And what's going to detract from the trajectory of that fuel is increasing interest rates, and that's what's causing market volatility right now. And so if you can get more interest in fixed income or other investments, it makes the stock market less attractive. And so what ends up happening, if it costs companies more money to borrow more despite the tax cuts they're getting, it's despite the repatriation of the money they're bringing in, their borrowing still goes up in value, which hurts profits. And so you've got a natural, what I would call drag or equilibrium in stock prices being already overpriced, dramatically overpriced. I mean, they're absolutely, completely overpriced right now. To go long in the market today, you would need to get your head examined, basically. If you're coming to the market for the first time and saying, I'm going to invest for the first time in 8 years, you need to have your head examined, basically.
Right. Okay.
I'm laughing because, you know, everybody says, hey, you gotta invest for the long term. Except in case you invest today, then you're crazy. You're just
That's another, you know, the book talks about the long term. Okay. And
okay.
This is why the Goldilocks chapter is so important in the book. It teaches folks how to net 5%. So let's expound on that. So let's say the market goes up 15% this year and 10% next year, and then drops 35%, and then averages maybe a 6% rate of growth for 10 years. What's your net rate of return? It's around 1.5%. 1.5%. So if you're going to net more than 5%, you can't be exposed to market risk. You've got to avoid the risk and either turn it on or turn it off. And nobody is really that good. Not even the guys right on the floor of the exchange are that good. They don't know exactly when to turn it on and when to turn it off. And so you have to pick one or the other. So that's the emphasis of the book. That's the whole premise, is how to net 5%, what the Goldilocks zone is, what are the factors that will affect your actual net rate of return long term. And so even though there might be another 20-25% upside in the market, Bert, it doesn't matter, because if you're in there going to write it down to where the market corrects, guess what? It lowers your net rate of return long term. And you nailed it when you said long term.
Yeah. All right. So real quick, because I do want to talk about this. What is the name of the book?
Well, the book is called Turning Financial Planning Right Side Up, because financial planning is backwards. Hence, let's invest for risk, not worry about it. It's okay to lose, and don't worry about long-term yields or what your long-term net rate of return is. Nobody teaches you how to calculate that. The book does. The book has a website, financialplanningrightsideup.com. You can see other TV appearances and radio appearances on there. There's a few chapters on there that you can read from each page, and there's links directly to Amazon at financialplanningrightsideup.com.
FinancialPlanningRightSideUp.com is the website. You can also go to Amazon, Turning Financial Planning Right Side Up, and the author is Jeffrey Small. I'm looking at it now on Amazon. Good cover there. I'm assuming that's you there, looking very sharp. I like that. Turning Financial Planning Right Side Up is the name of the book. All right, so let me ask you this. When you're writing this book, who is the person that you had in mind to pick this book up? Is this for the novice? Is this for the seasoned investor? Talk about, who is this book for?
Well, the book is really for folks that are 50 and over. I mean, that's really who can extract the most value from it. I've got a number of people that have read it in their 20s and their 30s, millennials. They've gotten a lot out of it as well, because it teaches them the effect of risk on their money and how do you understand that, interpret it, and make decisions going forward. So, but really, it's written for folks over 50, Bert.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And I like that. I am definitely in that category. And again, I'm just gonna hammer this, because again, it's brand new information. The website is financialplanningrightsideup.com. You can get the book there. You can get like Jeffrey said, there's some TV appearances, there's some chapters you can download, and you get acquainted with the book as well as Jeffrey Small. All right, so let's go back to the market. And so, how much risk should we be looking at in today's market? I mean, how much in your thought process and your experience, you know, do you think that the market's going to continue to go up, or are we like at the peak of the market? I mean, at this point, what should we have risked in the market?
Well, here's the thing. There's a couple of answers there. So let's talk about your listenership first.
Okay.
If you have less than $1.5 million in assets in retirement between your IRAs and 401ks and other accounts, if you have less than $1.5 million, from $50 to $1.5 million, you should have zero risk if you plan on pulling money out of your assets today when you retire. If you're within 3 years of retirement or 5 years of retirement, you should have zero risk. And if you plan on pulling out income, you should have zero risk. If you've got $2.5 to $3 million or more, well, guess what? You can take a punch in the nose with having $1 million at risk if the market falls. And you can recover a lot easier because you're not so codependent on the actual income. And so that's the answer for your listenership. Now, the other second question was, you know, what are the markets going to be doing, correct? Didn't you just ask me that? What's going to affect the markets in the next 6 to 12 months? Well, as we can see today and yesterday, the markets are hypersensitive to interest rate movements. And so, you know, what we want to pay attention to is what the Fed is going to do. They're going to be having a meeting actually today and tomorrow. We'll see what their minutes say on Friday, and we'll figure it out. But the reality is, at some point, if they raise rates, the market's going to be hypersensitive to it, and that's going to cause the stocks to either plateau or drop or correct, and it's going to rattle the markets. The other thing that can happen is they're raising rates because they want to spread out the difference in the yield curve. So if the 2-year and the 10-year rates are only, let's say, 50 basis points or 0.5% apart, that's not a lot of spacing there. And so we're predicting that the yield curve will invert, and 12 months after that, there'll be a recession. Now, if the yield curve inverts this year, you definitely want to get out of the market before the yield curve even gets close to inverting, because that'll cause a massive pullback. The market will implode at that point. So if the 2-year note's paying more than the 10-year U.S. Treasury, or the 10-year's paying more than the 30-year, once it gets within 30 basis points of each other, that's your exit strategy. Get out of the market, but watch the yield curve spread to see if it flattens out or inverts. And if, as it gets closer to inversion, you want to get the heck out of the stock market.
Okay, so let's say that I start getting out of the stock market. I'm just going to, you know, I'm seeing these changes or whatever, and I decide, okay, I'm going to pull out. Do what? Do you just put it in, are you going to put it in cash? You're just going to put it in like a no-risk quarter of a percent savings account? What's next?
Well, I think that it depends on what everybody's situation is. But for the folks that have less than $1.5 million, if we pull out of the market in 12 months and rates have risen, there's going to be some really attractive assets that you can learn about in my book that you can purchase that will get you that 5, 6, 7% dividend interest rate or yield. And that's a great time to invest for the long term to ensure that you net 5% without being market-centric. And if the market drops and you avoid the market, well, guess what? You can buy in at discounted prices. So the time to get out of the market, the time to take risk off, is when everybody's making money, not when the market corrects. And so, you know, for the folks that want to be market-centric still, they have to take that notice and embrace it and realize that we're not forced to get the next 15 to 20% upside in the market, that we're better off missing the downside because that's going to cost you more in the long term, is what you said earlier in the show. And so if we want to increase your net rate of return, the book will show you how to do that, and the Goldilocks chapters and some of the other chapters that we have in there.
Gotcha. All right, so not to get too heavy into it, and again, everything that we're discussing, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's just part of it is informational, part of it is entertainment, and, you know, don't necessarily take it for, advice. You know, you can definitely talk to Jeffrey Small, reach out to him and get some advice, because every situation is different. Everybody's tolerance for risk is different. Everybody has a different goal. And so I'm saying this when you're listening as to, you're listening to Jeffrey really talk about the market and some of his ideas, they may not be applicable to you, and you need to check with either Jeffrey Small directly or check with your own financial advisor directly. So give us just one of these assets that you outline in the book, Turning Financial Planning Right Side Up is the name of the book. So give us one of these assets that you think is going to be delivering a 5% non-market-centric return.
Okay. And so that's very easy to do. So and on page 121 of the book, we have a listing of what all of the non-market-centric components can be. There's several of them, actually. So I'll talk about two of them, Bert. I'll give them one more. So I'll give you an example. We like to buy for our clients Warren Buffett-type companies. Bank of America has a preferred stock that pays 6.5% as a dividend on a par value of $25 a share. In about 9 to 12 months, that stock price is going to bottom out on that preferred, and it's going to be a great time to get in. And you might even be able to buy it below par, because today it's trading around $26 a share, which is $1 above par. But imagine, who knows on your show, the Bank of America pays 6.5%. That's crazy. And that's a company that Warren Buffett owns stock in, right? So these are things that in the book that you learn about. Then there's things like corporate bonds. And so there's still good corporate bonds out there to buy. And so in a rising rate environment, there's going to be better bonds to buy. But we like to buy bonds for clients that pay between 4 and 6% that have maturities of 4 to 8 years that are quality companies, not junk bonds. But you have to work with an advisor that's sophisticated enough to do that. Sure, you can go down to Schwab and buy 3% bonds all day long or Fidelity, and they've got 3% bonds all day long. But nobody wants those because they don't pay enough.
Right.
You know, nobody wants us, and so that's two things you learn about being non-market centric, because those are considered, those components that I've mentioned are considered non-volatile and uncorrelated to the stock market.
Man, that's nice. For you guys who are maybe not grasping why this is important, just think about this. Just about everything that we hear in the news is market-centric, right? The market's up, the market's down. You know, the consumers or investors are are skeptical, or they hold their money back, or they pull money out of the market, and that hurts Wall Street. And of course, you hear that in the media. What Jeffrey's talking about is these non-market-centric type investments, like this Bank of America bond. 6.5% is ridiculous. I mean, I've never heard of that. And you know, and here's the deal. And this is another reason why you need an expert, because my financial guy will bring me ideas that I've never heard of, just like this. And so it's important to have somebody out there who's in the know, who's going to these conferences, who's doing the research, who's up to speed on what's happening out there, because we as consumers are doing our own thing, and like Jeffrey said, that's why you need to have a financial advisor who can help you and talk to you about this. But I love this, Jeffrey, this idea of getting 6% on my money from a well-respected organization. This to me is exciting, because that's like crazy money.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it is. And so, and the reality is that's what we refer to as fixed income. And the definition of fixed income is income doesn't change, like a pension or like a Social Security. And so what we do here at my firm is we specialize in purchasing individual components that are yield-centric, that generate between a 4 and 7% annual source of income via a dividend, an interest rate, or a yield. And so in the book, we list all of these things and how you can do it yourself, or how you can work with an advisor that can help you with it.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be we're talking to Jeffrey Small. The book is Turning Financial Planning Right Side Up, because it's upside down, as Jeffrey likes to say. And then if you want to find out more about the book, of course, you can go to Amazon, or financialplanningrightsideup.com is his website. You can find out more about the book. And this to me is exciting. It's interesting, Jeffrey, that again, because of your area of specialty, that you have carved out this niche where you're supplying your clients literally, just like the intro said, assets that are going to produce money, are going to produce income, that are not market centric. And the risk is very low. And most people simply do not have access to that information.
They really don't. And that was really one of the reasons why I wrote the book, is because most everybody is stuck in a 1990-style portfolio, which means that we're going to diversify, we're going to think that risk is okay, we're not going to worry about it if the market drops, and guess what happens?
You're the market drops and you go to PI.
The market drops and you end up being a victim. You end up being a victim.
Right.
And so you have to modernize your money to reflect the state of the markets. That's another portion of our book that we elaborate on. How do you gauge the markets? How do you modernize your money to reflect what the markets are doing and what you want versus what my industry promotes, which is the book really teaches you how to master the inside game and beat the media bias and the financial bias that exists with the big brokerages.
Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned the inside game. You know, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about how important our self-belief and our confidence is when it comes to anything we do, especially when it comes to retirement. I really believe that the reason a lot of people, including myself, the reason I put off retirement money and saving and all that other stuff, because, you know, at first you lie to yourself and you say, well, I really don't have any money, or I just got out of school and I've been broke for so long, I want to, quote, enjoy life. And that's that kind of that immaturity type of talk. But then when you do have some money, you don't know what to do. You don't have this confidence or self-belief that you know what you're going to do. So therefore, you don't invest. And you cheat yourself out of retiring early. And so back to the inside game, how important is it to be confident and have self-belief when it comes to doing what you do?
Well, it's extremely important because, you know, when your account drops and you go to your broker or your advisor at Fidelity or the account manager at Schwab and you ask them, well, why did it drop? They're going to say, well, if you want growth, you've got to have risk. So
right.
The industry, that's the bias. The industry doesn't understand the effect of risk on your portfolio. They create what I call an acronym called FOMO, which is fear of missing out. And that's, you know, FOMO means we're going to miss out on the market growth. And so the FOMO should really be about what's your 10-year rate of return going to be long term, not how do I get the next 25% upside in the market, because if it drops, it's worthless to me. And so long term, you want to project what is your money supply going to be worth, and the book shows you how to do that.
I love it. I love it. One more time, ladies and gentlemen, the book is Turning Financial Planning Right Side Up. The author and today's guest, Jeffrey Small. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited that, to find four or five possible assets that are going to pay me, whether the market's up or down, that's going to have a much lower return of risk. And to me, that's exciting. And so the book itself is, to me, I can't wait to read it, because if there's four or five or 10 assets in there that align with my values, then, you know, it's going to be worth it. I mean, just the Bank of America tip alone is worth getting the book, and who knows what else you'll find in there. So the book, again, is called Turning Financial Planning Right Side Up. The author is Jeffrey Small. And Jeffrey, as always, my friend, it's good to have you here. What I'd like to do is once I get a copy of the book, I'd like to, read it and have you back on the show, and we can talk more about it and help some more people out.
I would love to do that. That's great, Bert.
All right. Good stuff there from Jeffrey Small. Again, the book is called Turning Financial Planning Right Side Up. The website, financialplanningrightsideup.com. Financialplanningrightsideup.com. I can't wait to read this book. It's going to be exciting. I'm in that place in my life where if you can get 5 or 6 or 7% on your money with minimal risk, that's just exciting. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you, but reward with minimal risk. That's exciting. Check out the book. Let me know what you guys think. And take your comments and post them here on the show. Remember, as always, my friends, thank you so much for stopping by. I want you to do me a favor and check out dominatingyourmind.com. Support my Kickstarter campaign. It's only got about 28 days left to go. And before I sign off, I want you to listen to Rocky Balboa with a little motivational mindset.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
You are better than that. Don't you just love that? I just love that that little 42-second clip there from Rocky Balboa, portrayed by actor Sylvester Stallone. Share the show today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's help as many people as we can shore up their finances. Remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.